Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we were learning Maimer of the Alter Rebbe, Lekutei Torah, Dibur Maaseh Matovu Alecha. We learned that there are various types of tshuva. First type of tshuva is tshuva tata. That's the lower tshuva. That's the tshuva of Sur Meira. Avoiding evil. The reason the tshuva is so important is that's why this neshama came down to the world. Because we could have stayed up there in Gan Eden. We went down to be b'chinas ba'alei tshuva. We came down here to this world, so we're not in this perfect state. When we were in Gan Eden, our neshamas, we were at tzaddikim gemurim. We come down to this impure world to get the status of ba'alei tshuva. So one type of tshuva is sur meira, is avoiding the bad, and then you can come close to Hashem, because it's the sins that separate between you and Hashem. Tshuva Hashem is, and the second type of tshuva, hu tshuva b'chinas asei tov. That's the tshuva of asei tov, not just avoiding evil, but actually doing good. Tahinu shalfish is sur meira b'tachlis, even though he is completely avoiding all evil doing. That he is memayet he does little of good to toil himself in Torah and Tefillah. And that's laziness. Ve'alzeh, vis-a-vis a person who is memayit in the asei tov, it says in Tehillim, ein osei tov ein gam echad. There's nobody who toils in the avodah of asei tov and liman atar and kiyom yitz and avodah satvila. U'perush ba'asara ma'amolot shal kir yasar ba'perukuf memhe, shal yidei zeh. So in the sefer asara ma'amoros, in the shal kir yasar ba, he explains that al yidei zeh, that he's not b'p'chinas asei tov, gorei mistalkus hatov ha'elyon. He causes the removal of the divine good, shu'a yisod. And that's the mida, that's the sphira of yisod. V'inyan, what does this mean? K'mo she'kasuv, imru tzadik hitov, Sheyesh kesher bein tzadik uvichinas tov. There's a connection between the tzadik and tov. Midas tzadik uis kashrus vizchabrus hamshacha. Because it's known that tzadik yisod olam, that the inyan of a tzadik is yisod. And the content of this mida is connecting between the lower worlds and the upper worlds. The mashpia and the makabel. So tzadik is tov. Yisadik is mechaber between the Olam HaElyon. It connects between the upper worlds and our lower world down here. Mibchinas soviv kol almin lios nimshach umeir bibchinas pnimius. Bibchinas memali kol almin. What does it mean to make a chibur between the Elyon and the Tachton? That the Oro Yisbarach, God's unlimited light, that's above the Bria, will be mechaber, will connect with the light of God that's contracted, that's limited, that's enclosed in the worlds, in a pneumistic way. In other words, the revelation of godliness from above, the creation, will be felt and recognizable in the creation. Pchinas soviv kol almin, lios nimshach umer pchinas pneumius, that the soviv kol almin, the light that surrounds the world, that's makif, that encompasses around the world, will then go into the world. Pchinas memali kol almin, filling the world. As we've explained in the past, there are two types of oros. There's memale, that God's light fills the world in a pneumistic way, like the neshama fills the body. In other words, the world absorbs the chius and it's felt, the aura of the Mamali Kalman is felt in the world. And then there's the aura of the Soviv Kol Alman, that's B'chinas B'ligvul, that's the infinite light, and that is not revealed in the world in a pneumistic way. So, it's like this, the Rav says something very deep to the Talmud, and the Talmud doesn't really get what the Rav is saying. He heard it, but it's not part of him. So it's the same thing, you have this Or Soviv Kol Alman, it connects to the worlds, but it's not, in a pneumistic way, it's not part of our world. It's not Nirgash, it's not Nitfas, because it's above any Gilui. Nikra Yichud Kodesh Brichu Shchintei, and this light, this Hamshacha from the Or HaSovev to be Meir, to shine in a pneumistic way in the Or HaMemale, is called Yichud Kodesh Brichu Shchintei. So we explain this, the Or HaSovev Kol Alman, and then the Rabbeinu writes V'yos Nimshachu Meir B'pchinas Pneumios B'pchinas Memale Kol Alman, then it fills the worlds. So what's this about? That's the Yichud Kodesh Brichu Shchintei. That's the uniting, this Ha'ara, this light, this drawing of the Or HaSovev down to the Or HaMemale is the uniting, the fusing, the melding of Kodesh Brichu and Ishchina. Because Kodesh Brichu is God's light. That's Kadosh, that's Muvdal Lagamrei Me'Abriya. That's the Or HaSovev. And Shchintei, what's Shchintei? That's the limited light. That's Shochein, that's Mislavish in the Bria, in the Pnimius. V'hayichud shelahem, hu ha'amshocha v'achibul, shel Or HaSovev im Or HaMemale. The Shchina is the limited light that dwells and is enclosed in this world in Pnimius. And the Yichud is the Hamshach of the Kadosh, Kodesh Brichu, what's above this world, with the Shchintei, with what's Shochein in this world. That's the Or HaMemale. So it's the Or HaSovev connecting to the Or HaMemale. Because usually, when Hashem's light is drawn down below, it goes down from its higher Madrega. And the lower it goes, the less light there is. The Yichud of Kodesh Brichu Shchintei means that just like the Or shines above in all of its power, so too it's going to be revealed here. That's like you have the unity of a man and a woman. So, what happens? The man gives the woman from his pnimius, from his atzmius. That's the chibur. So, Havdil, the Chibur of the Olamos, is the same power in the upper worlds, is now revealed in the lower worlds. And that's the Nusach L'Shem Yichud Kodesh Brichu Shchintei. Because when we do mitzvahs, we're called this Yichud. Because the mitzvahs, which are the Ratzon of Hashem, draw down the light of Hashem, that's limitless, that's infinite, into the Bria. And therefore, Mekayim Mitzvahs with Gashmius being specifically, in order that the Or HaNimshach, Aliyah Mitzvahs, that the light that's drawn down by the mitzvah, should be revealed in Gashmius, B'chinas Shchintei. This world, what's Shochein here? God dwelling here. So when a person is not Oseh Tov, he causes a removal of the Tov HaElyon like the Asara Ma'amaros writes. In other words, the histalkus, the removal of the pu'ula, of the action of Midas HaYesod. What is Midas HaYesod? Midas HaYesod connects. What does it connect? It connects the Or HaSovev with the Or HaMemale. a person's not misyageya in Torah and mitzvahs, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oro b'li gvul, his sovev doesn't shine below in the ora mugbol namamale. Ve'en b'sefer shel Beinonim perek memalef, look in Tanya, in the 41st chapter. Just to quote Rabbeinu's Lashon, Acham Ram Razal Olam Al Yotzi Adam Atzim and Akal Lekach Yiskavin the Yachid Ludovka Bo Yisbarach Mokar Nafsha Eloiki Simokar Nafsha Is Kol Yisrael Shiruach Piv Yisbarach Hanikar Vashem Shechina Al Shem Shechenes Mislabesh Is Tol Kol Almin Vachiyosim Lekayman Vihi Yam Shpans Bo Koyach Hadibur Hazeh Shemadabri Divrei Torah Koyach Hamayis Hazeh Lassus Mitzvah Zuyichud Zuh Adayam Shechas Orin Sof Baruch Ulamata Ide Isa Katara Vamitzvah Lemubishbam Melubishbam Vyiskavin Lahamshich Ori Yisbarach Hamokar Nafsha Dinafash Is Kol Yisrael Vyachdan Kamash Kasid Lekaman Perik Perish Yichud Zeh Barichus Ayin Sham, Mizel Perish L'Shem Yichud Kutcher Brichus Shchinte B'Shem Kol Yisrael. So basically what Rabbeinu says is that you should become part of the Klal, meaning you should have Kavana to connect your soul and the soul of all the Jewish people with Hashem. That your Koach HaDibur with which you're speaking Divrei Torah, or your Koach HaMais that you're doing this mitzvah, should be connected back to the source. And you're thereby mamshich, God's infinite light, into your Torah and mitzvahs. That's the yichud of Kutcha Brichu, what's above, together with Shchinte, what's Shochen here, what's Shochenes and Mislabeshes B'Toch HaOlamos, what's dwells in these worlds. Ve'en ma'ashikasav, ma'ashen isbar la'pasach v'salachti b'sochechem. In Likutei Torah in Parshas Re'eh, Rabbeinu writes, v'zeu eni b'salachti b'sochechem haynu, shizgalus esoviv b'memalei, v'ahiluch shalamayla, shemelamayla lamata. So when it says v'salachti b'soichachem, there should be a hisgalus of the soivev, the light that surrounds the worlds, but the memal, the light in the worlds, where the panimis is felt in the worlds. And that's the hiluch milamala, from above, lamata, down below, from the soivev to the memale. And there should also be a memale b'sovev. That's the hiluch that's going from down below to up above. Ve'en ma'ashkasa parashas ve'yeshev v'nesad hiluchah mehalchem v'kmol derech moshel sh'melechom l'malah v'beiz l'mata v'rotzim l'hakriv skar v'yachad yachol yosekir b'shnei ofanim moshel yorod l'mata v'shtach ni'al l'mata. Two people want to get together, one above, one below. The above can go below or the below could go above. And that's v'salachti b'sochem, it goes in both directions. The or of above goes down below and vice versa. Ve'en ma'ashikasav sof divar maschil, ki aharim yamushu. That's in Likutei Torah in Parashas Kisetze. Hamakasher ma'ashilamala ma'ashilamala ma'ala meseder rishdal shlus lavo lidei gilu b'chinas tzadik elya. To connect what's above from the seder rishdal shlus, from the emanating of the worlds, to be revealed. Ve'en b'zorach elikim ala ha'pasik v'asei tov. Shchon Aretz. Where he writes, Tochazi b'tach b'ashem v'asei tov, ma v'asei tov, elachatinin buvda l'tati yisrov de delayla. It says, have b'tachat in Hashem and do good. What does it mean, do good? That if you're m'sarir l'mata, then there's also a service l'mala. And we already learned this, Vasisim Osam, and it says Vatem, Kaviyachal Atun Tavdun Lahon. It's like you are making Shatem Oisim Oisim, you're making the mitzvahs. Because when you have a service down here, it's also Misara above. And also it says, I say Tov, Tov is a tzaddik, Imu tzaddik ki Tov. Kem Tun Avdin Hai Vade Hai Tov Yisar Kedain. You have to make this Bechinas Tov. That through our Maisim down here, we create the Tov. So So by our doing ma'isim down here, good deeds down here, we are ma'orah the good of above. Zeo perish ve'inyan oved alokim amvur b'sefer shabonanim perik tesvav. So this tshuva v'ase tov is explained in Tanya in the 15th parak. So again, we have the sur meira, not doing bad, and then we have the ase tov. Ase tov is doing good, not being lazy, and doing Torah and fulfilling Torah and mitzvahs, and thereby bringing the light from above, from the sovev, into the mamale. And Tanya, Rabbeinu explains there in the 15th parak, when it says v'shaft and risim beit tzadik v'rasha ben overlokam shalo avado, chora, the second part of the pasuk is superfluous. Because it says, you'll see the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, somebody who served God and didn't serve God. If you see the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, you see the difference between someone who served God and didn't serve God. So what does it need to say both for? So, pshat is that we're talking about two different things. The first part of the pasuk is talking about a tzaddik and a rasha. The second part of the pasuk is talking about two types of beinonim. There's a person who's an oved elokim, that he's still in the middle of avoda, unlike a tzaddik who finished the avoda, because that doesn't have any tzahara. So he's waging war against his nefesh habemis, his animal soul, not to listen. And then there's asher lo avodo. That's avodo. There's asher lo avodo. That's a person whose teva is not mechumam kol kach. He doesn't follow his gashmi so much, and therefore he's called Lo Avado, because he's not going against his nature and waging war against his Nefesh HaBemis, because his Nefesh HaBemis is cold. So it turns out that Oved Elokim is the union of Aseh Tov. To be Mesiageya in Avedus Hashem, to wage war against his nature. Shehu Miloshen Oros Avudim. What does it mean, Oved Elokim? Oved Elokim is Loshen to be Ma'abed Oros, to work the leather. People who fix leather. So too, an Oved is somebody who's fixing his Teva. He's working against his Teva, he's improving his Teva. Just like a leather tanner works with the leather, so too he's fixing his Teva. That's the Oved, La'abedus Oros, La'abedus HaTeva, to work on your nature. The kachu, Matakin Hester Nishach, and we had Simpson Shem Lakim, he's Oved Elokim. He's Oved, he's fixing because he's waging a war. And Elokim is the Hester. It's Hashem hiding. And that's the Tzimtzum of the Shem Elokim. That's the contraction of Shem Hashem, Elokim. Aide Mashu Miyagas Atzma Bavasei Tov Lilachim Etevei Yetzer. By toiling and the doing good, to wage war against his nature and his Yetzer. That he's mevayer the bechinas tzimtzum shebo, his teva is yetzer hara, and that way he's metaken himself. Shemokin mamshich haidei ze yichud elyon de shem b'shemogin afoya lokim shel yastir amogin vanartik. And through this tikkun of the hester of Shem Elokim, he's mamshich a yichud elyon, this divine unification of shemesh umogin. We said again in the previous shir, shemesh is the sun at Shem Havaya. It's the great light. Espashtus, it expands. And then there's the Mogen, that's Elokim. Shemesh and Mogen, Havaya Elokim. Shemesh is the Havaya, and the Mogen is Elokim. That's the shield, that's the contracting. So he's fixing that. That there shouldn't be Hester. Now, if he makes the proper tikkun, the Shem Havaya will be mayor in the Elokim, within the Bria. Within the Hester, we're going to see, we're going to be Margish, the light of Havaya. Ukenyan Shiluv Adnus Behavaya, which is explained in Tanya, Chelik Beis Perak Zayin, Likutei Torah, Shabbos Shuvas Samech Hei, other places. And we sweeten the gvuros with chesed, with sweetness, strict judgment, with kindness. And that's the meaning of the Yichud, of Adnus Bahavaya, of Elokim Bahavaya. Lachain, Kishain Oseh Tov Kidabai, Gor Misgabras Hadinim, when there's no proper Oseh Tov, then he causes a empowerment of strict judgment, which comes from Shem Elokim. Like it says, the Hakidei Noradalik V'okid Alma B'Shalahovi. It's like this candle that burns the world with its flame. You have to do the Aseh Tov to be mamtik the strict dinim, otherwise it could be destructive. But when you have a yichud of Havaya with Elokim, which is Mamshi Chesed, the Shem Havaya into the world of Elokim, of the contracted world of Hashem, where Hashem revealed himself in a contracted way, Shugior and Sov Baruch Hu, Hasov Kol Mali, on that is a Kolag Vurus and Mali Kol Mum Takim. So when you make this yichud, the Sovay with the Mamale, then all the Gvuros of Mamale are sweetened. Zel Shkasa Bazar, Chela Gimel, Amr Rav Yossi, Les La Bepuma, Ayin Shem Beperish HaRamaz. This is of Mem Beis, the end of Amr Beis in the Zohar HaKadosh. So again, we have the tshuva now of Sur Meira, because the sin separate between us and Hashem. And then we have the tshuva of Aseh Tov, which makes this Yichud Elyon, Hashem Havaya, and Elokim, and his Mamtik all the Gvuros. Mitzvah Hashem, in the coming Shiurim, we will go weiter and see more and more Niflaos Mitaras Hashem. Please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom. Lina, there will be Zachar to continue.